Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, y'all. This is your host, G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. It's Tuesday, December the 4th, a chilly evening in Atlanta, Georgia. And I want to hear from y'all today. 646-595-4311. That's 646-595-4311. You know, guys, we have a lot to be thankful for, and I'm just going to read today from Psalm 121. It says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. You know, we're going to keep it right there for a minute. You know, I have a little inspirational verse that I give throughout this program. And if you want to hit me up on my Yahoo, I'm actually online at Yahoo at G Wright online at Yahoo. I lifted my heels to the hills. Where does my help come from? I look up. You know, for me that means, you know, look to the hills. I mean, I'm looking up above me. I'm not looking around. I'm not looking on the same level that I'm on. I have to look up. I look up. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where's my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. You know, there's so many different things going on in the world today. So many people think that they're by themselves and that God doesn't love them. Or that you know, they have bills due. They have a lot of things that are staring them in the face. And saying, what's up about it? What's going on with you? But you know what? Verse 2 of Psalm 121 says, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. It doesn't come from your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. It comes from the Lord, who's the maker of heaven and earth. And what I want to encourage you guys to do today is this. No matter what you're going through, just know that God is with you, and that He is the help, your helper, and who better not to have than God, the maker of heaven and earth. I feel like this, like J. Moss says, praise on the inside. This is J. Moss. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I want you to remember that no matter what you're going through, you can always look up. Lift your eyes up to the hills from what's coming to your help, and know that it comes from the Lord. You know? But while that music is coming up, I just hope you guys have had a good day. I mean, it's been kind of long, and I have to tell you that, you know, I'm just enjoying everything that's happening right now. I'm actually in a play called The Journey, and it's an inspirational stage play rendition of The Wizard of Oz, written and produced by Gabrielle Johnson, directed by Brother Mark Williams, and it's called The Journey. So I'm just telling y'all, it's been a journey too. You know, God, it amazes me that when God prepares you for things, you know, for whatever's about to come next in your life, you know, you really get a chance to, you will be tested on all levels, financially, spiritually, emotionally, physically, all of that stuff. Well, our opening night is next Friday, December the 14th at 8 p.m. And we will be running that Saturday, December the 15th at 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. And then Sunday, December the 16th at 3 p.m. It's going to be at the Baldwin Burroughs Theater at Spelman College. That's 350 Spelman Lane, building number 12. And that zip, first of all, the city is Atlanta, Georgia, and the zip is 30314. And if you would like to actually purchase your tickets, you can actually purchase your tickets online at Gabin Entertainment. That's G-A-B-I-N Entertainment.com. And the tickets are going for $20. Also, Rocklanta Promotions presents an evening where urban chic hair meets couture fashion, featuring New York's own Nathaniel's Originals designs, hairstyled by Kezi, the Elegance Ebony J Leisure Hair Studio. And that's going to be Sunday, December the 16th at 8 p.m. at the Westin Hotel. That's 210 Peachtree Street, downtown Atlanta, Georgia, 30303. And tickets will be sold at the door for $20. And this show has been coordinated by Brother Mark. And you can hit Brother Mark at www.myspace.com/ Brother Mark, BRUTHAMARC. And, I'm telling you guys, yes, I'm also a featured guest artist as well. Yeah, and one thing I'd say is that I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah, I know you guys are ready to get to some music, and we're about to get to some music. You know, I have to do my spiel and talk with you guys and just let you know how much I really do appreciate you and let you know what's going on in my life. Again, I'm G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love radio show. And as you know, with any show, sometimes you have setbacks and things like that, but in the midst of all this stuff, I still say that God is good, you know. But needless to say, let me just keep on talking. You know, First of all, I have to say this. You know, I appreciate those of you who have actually called and those of you who have actually been hitting me up on MySpace. You know, MySpace is www.myspace.com/ G Wright Sing. That's GWRIGHTSING. I can tell you there are a lot of good things going on right now. Now, first of all, what I would like to do right now is I can play some music of someone who's actually one of my favorite, if not at all, top artists of all time, and that's Luther Vandross. Anyone who knows G. Wright knows that G. Wright loves Luther Vandross. That's one of my favorite male singers. You know, the thing about it is that he's touched so many lives. And I'm just going to play a little bit of Christmas music because, you know, we're trying to get into this theme of Christmas. Not the commercialized theme of Christmas, but just celebrating Jesus' birth. And we all know that we don't know the actual date he was born, but we believe and we have the faith that he was born and that he did come to this world to save us. So I'm going to play this song, a little bit of this song, O Come, All Ye Faithful, by Luther Vandross. Thank you. That was Luther Vandross, y'all. That's one of my favorite artists. You're listening to the Heart of Love radio show with your host, G. Wright. I want to hear from y'all. 646-595-4311. And, you know, I'm coming from today, Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2, has already stated that I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. Verse 3. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither sleep, nor slumber. No, verse 3 says, he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. I want you to know that God will protect you. And God will keep you. And he's always watching you. Don't think that you're always, have you ever been in, first of all, let me finish the thought. Never think that you're just so much by yourself that God will not be there, that God will not look for you, that God will not be there for you. I want you to know today that God will be there for you. Like I said, today I'm playing a little bit of Christmas music. I'm playing a little bit of some of my favorite singers, my favorite music, and I just want you guys to just be encouraged today, and know that God loves you, that no matter what you're going through, that God will never ever leave you, nor will ever forsake you. Like I said, that was one of my favorite artists, and that was Luther Vandross. And I'm going to play some more of this stuff. But I know I'm probably jumping all over the place, so please forgive me. This is not like my normal night. I normally don't just jump all over the place. But I appreciate you guys hanging in there. I appreciate those who have been hitting me up on my G-Wright online, G-Wright at gwriteonline.com or at gwriteonline.com, which is my gwriteonline.com, which is my official website. And those who've been hitting me up on MySpace at myspace.com/gwrite. Sing. I'm going to play another song from Luther Vandross. Now, this song is a song that that I love. Like I told you, I already love Luther Vandross. Anyone who knows G. Wright, know that G. Wright loves Luther Vandross. This comes from his Home for Christmas CD. And this is with the Christmas heart. You know, I know we celebrate Christmas, and we look at sometimes our view of Christmas can become clouded by the commercialism of the whole event. But when we really recognize that the Savior of the world was born, and he came into the world. Now, we all already know that the actual date is not actually December 25th. But by being Christians and having the faith and believing that God did send his son, we're just commemorating the fact that he did come. He was born, God in the flesh. And this song is, again, this song is With a Christmas Heart. And no matter what you do in the season, keep God first. Keep God first. Keep God number one in your life and in everything you do. Feel free to call in 646-595-4311. If you just want to just talk, we just listen. Feel free to just listen. All right, y'all? I appreciate y'all. With a Christmas heart, Luther Vandross. This is G. Wright, the host of the Heart of Love radio show. I appreciate y'all listening.
What kind of world?
That was Luther Vandross. I'm here to just let you guys know that I love Luther Vandross. If you know that I love Luther Vandross, just know it. You know, I do love Luther Vandross. I love his music and how the music made me feel. And it's just his voice. He was just blessed. He was blessed. You know, Christmas is about giving. Christmas is about recognizing the fact that God sent his son Jesus down the cross for us. You know, there's nothing like in this season, there's nothing can compare to just realizing how much God loves you. You know, we're talking out of Psalm 121. You know, verse 3 said that he will not let your foot slip. That he'll watch over you. God is not lazy when it comes to you. God is not sleeping when it comes to you. Like, have you ever had the experience of almost crossing, stepping out into the street, and then realizing, wait a second, what is going on here? I almost got hit. Have you ever gone through that experience? God was watching over you. And as verse 5 says, it says the Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. He's watching over you. He's your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. God got you. As some people might say, God got you. That's not really the way I talk, but I'm just giving you the illustration, basically keeping it real. God has you no matter what you're going through. No matter what situations are telling you, no matter what your situations are trying to dictate to you, I want you to realize today that God has you, that he will not allow anything to hurt or harm you. You know, so no matter what you're going through, just remember that today, that indeed God loves you, God cares about you, and he has you. He will never, ever leave you. Another artist that I really like. I like his style of music, and most people who know me pretty much know that. And that's Brian McKnight. You know, Brian McKnight has some good music, and I really like it. And you know, this is from his Bethlehem CD. I know we're getting to that Christmas spirit, and I know you're wondering, G. Wright, where is your music? I will play my music in a minute. I just want to share a little bit of my heart with you guys and type of music that I also like. And what I'd like to play for you guys is It's All About Love, which features Nico and Brian McKnight Jr. So I just want you guys to actually just take a listen to this, and it's called It's All About Love.
Thank you. this Christmas, it's all about love.
That was a little rusty, y'all. But you know what? Listening to some good music makes me want to actually just sing. You know, and the thing about it is, guys, when you create music, one music that's going to actually touch the soul, touch the heart. And the name of this show is The Heart of Love. And, again, I just want to say that how I think about the goodness of God and what God has done for me in my life. It makes me want to say, you know, let me just stop everything and just focus on what God is doing for me and doing in my life. You know, this is the season. This is a season to give. This is a season to reflect more so what God gave when He sent His Son for us. No matter what you're going through, even with this Christmas season, just keep your eyes on God. Know that God is not sleeping on you. He's not taking a vacation. He sees what you're going through. He sees what you're having to deal with. I just want you to know that. No matter what you're going through, like I told you, we've been going out of Psalm. We've been out of Psalm 121 this evening. And verse 6 says, the sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. Verse 7, the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. Hallelujah, y'all. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. Not, you know, I don't know what that does for you, but for me, that makes me just think and just have to sit back and reflect on how good God has been to me in my own life. You know, during this season, guys, this is a season where a lot of people actually start doing a lot of crimes, start stealing, and start committing suicide because the whole thing is that this whole thing is put on the gifts, you know, giving gifts and everything else that goes along with it. And in all honesty, guys, you know, that's not what it's about. It's really about praising God for sending His Son to die on the cross for us. That's the whole thing, y'all. That's what it's all about. It's all about Jesus. It's all about what God has been doing in our lives. And just recognize the fact that God loved us so much that He sent His only Son. You know, so if you're feeling alone, if you're feeling lost, and you feel like you have no hope, I just want you to remember and to know that God cares for you. He's not sleeping. He's paying attention to what you're going through. You know, I've been having some issues with my switchboard, but you know what? God is still good. And I would like to play a song. It's called Abundantly by Jay Moss. And I've been trying to get the song to actually come up, but I've been having some little issues. But guess what, y'all? God is still good. Isn't God still good? God is still good. So I've been just having little issues with some of the songs. But I appreciate you guys for actually just tuning in. This is G Wright. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. And also, I would like to actually to tell you guys, a girlfriend of mine, a very good friend, Victory Waters Speaks. That's Victory Waters Speaks. @yahoo.com. I want you guys to send her a shout out. That's Victory Waters, VictoryWaters, SPeaks. And she also has a blog talk radio show as well. So hit her up on her blog talk radio show. Just go to blogtalkradio.com and then type in Victory Waters Speaks. I'm telling you guys, she's like the Oprah of online radio. in this Atlanta area. So she's on her J-O-B, y'all. So I want y'all to check her out. And again, I want to say that I'm in a play called The Journey, which will be actually my opening night is next Friday night, the 14th. And you can hear it at, it will be taking place at Spelman College at the Burroughs, at the Baldwin Burroughs Theater. And you can get your tickets from online or even at the door. If you would like to purchase your tickets online, just go to GavinEntertainment.com. That's GavinEntertainment.com. You know, one of the things I want to also I'd like to play and tell you guys is a song from Whitney Houston. And I'm telling you, I'm playing some of my top musicians and singers of all time. And definitely, Whitney Houston is an artist who has touched so many lives because of her with her rich voice, and she's definitely anointed. No matter what's going on, she definitely is blessed, and to me, she's like one of the best singers ever. But you know, what I want to play for you is a track from The Preacher's Wife, entitled Hold On, Help Is On The Way. And this is Whitney Houston featuring the Georgia Mass Choir. No matter what you're going through, you guys, remember, help is on the way. You're listening to G. Wright, the Heart of Love Radio Show. God bless. Just listen, y'all.
When the door's down and in the back, you're leaving with a pink sister. Say, don't you worry, no, don't you fret. The Lord will never abandon you yet. So hold on, help is on the way.
Thank you.
no matter what you're going through, help is on the way. You know, and another song I want to play from the CD is You Were Loved. You know, why am I kind of, I'm not changing the format of the show a little bit, but there's some hurting people out there, y'all. You might have bills due, and you might feel like you're all alone. But I want you to know that when you look up your eyes, lift up your eyes up to the heavens, just know that God is, that your help comes from the Lord, that He's watching down, He's watching over you, that He's with you, that He's not on vacation when it comes to you. You might go through some things for a moment, but joy will come. Joy will come in the morning. Your breakthrough will come. And no matter what, just continue to know that God is watching over you. God will supply your needs. He will take care of you. So no matter what you're going through today, know that help, just hold on. Help is on the way. What I want to play is another song, You Were Loved. You were loved. And no matter what you're going through today, just know that. This is G-Wright. You listen to the Heart of Love radio show.
You have me dream, sweeter than stars. You can be when you reconcile. You found what's wrong. You hold this world in your pocket. The greatest gift of life ever in. When you look back and know you are loved. You are loved by someone, touched by someone, held by someone. You're focused someone who loves somebody, loves somebody, oh, all the way. You can look back and say, love somebody, love somebody, love somebody. You'll remember the path that pushed my one. Oh, you love, your love, your love, your love.
You are loved. That's one thing I want you to know today. Not just you are loved, but I want you to know right now that you are loved. You are loved. Just remember that today. You are loved. No matter what situations are trying to tell you and dictate to you, no matter what you might think God is not doing in your life, you are loved, and God will watch over you. You know, and I know that there's someone out there who needs to know that. You know, there's this painting that I actually had bought from A Poetic Ministry by Hetty J. The name of her business is A Poetic Ministry by Hetty J. You can contact her at 404-729-0049. That's 404-729-0049. She creates poetic creations. Poetic creations. And one thing she says is, love cannot fail. It does not know how. Isn't that so deep? I've got to say that again. Love cannot fail. You know, you can have faith, you can have hope and all these different things, but love never fails. It cannot fail. It does not know how. I want you to know that God cannot fail. Ha! Because God does not know how. Hallelujah. Woo! You know what? I'm just here to let you guys know that your situation might try to dictate to you what's going to happen. But I want you to know that God knows the end result. You know, this next song is a song that I have not premiered yet. And this song is actually one of the songs from my upcoming CD, All Things Are Possible. And this song is called His Love Never Ends. And I want you to know that, and I want you to remember that today, that His love never, ever, ever ends. No matter what you're going through, no matter what your situation is trying to tell you, His love never, ever, ever ends. And you know, like I said, I've been dealing with some little technical issues. But I'm just going to sing a little bit of it for you, a cappella. So you think life is more than you can bear. And didn't God tell you He would be right there? There it comes when you're lost in Him, though. Now you know you need Him in your life much more. Keep on praying. Keep on hoping, keep on waiting, His love never ends. That's just a little bit of it, y'all. And it actually doesn't go like that. I just change it around and switch it around just a little bit. But I want you to know that His love never ends. God loves you, and God is waiting at the door of your heart. If you don't know God, if you have not experienced Jesus in your life, you say, I want to experience God. Right now where you are, just lift up your hands. Lift up your hands and say, Father, please forgive me for my sins. I am a sinner, and I recognize that I need you in my life. That's what I want you to do right now. And just believe and have faith and believe that God will come in. Say, Father, I do believe in you. I do believe you are who you say you are. I open up my heart and I pray that you will come in and you will live in my heart and dwell with me. And that's what God wants you to do right now. God wants you to let him in and let him have everything that's in you. Just give it all. If you have cares and things like that, if you have bills that are due and you worry about that, don't worry about that. There's a bigger picture to that bill that has to be paid. And God will take care of you. And, you know, and that's what I want you to realize today. God will take care of you. You know, and I would like to play a little bit from Handel's Messiah, a soulful celebration. And I want you to know that the God is with you. I want you to know that for unto us a child is born. And this is reason for the season to celebrate Christ. And this is G. Wright. You're listening to the Heart of Love radio show. I know I've been having some problems and difficulties with the switchboard, but, you know, God is still good. I thank you guys for who have been actually listening to the show today. Jesus is real. Be blessed. Be blessed by the song, all right? I'll be right back.
Thank you.
This is your host, G. Wright. You've been listening to this is For Unto Us a Child Is Born. And this is from Hannah's Messiah. You know, today, I just want to introduce you to the realization that God is the reason for the season, if you've forgotten. If you've forgotten today that God is the reason, if you've forgotten why he came, I just want you guys to remember, if you've forgotten, I want you to remember that God loves you. You know, I want you guys to feel free to tune in. I'm on 1420 WATB as well. And on Saturdays, every second and third Saturday of each month, 2:30. But I want you guys just to know that this season, don't forget who Jesus is. Don't forget who God is. Don't forget who you are. If you don't forget those things, guys, you experience a peace like never ever before in this season. Because so many people are just forgetting that he is the reason for the season. I just want you guys to just remember that. So I want to play for you guys is last but not least. You know, I've been having some technical difficulties. Like I said, I've been having some technical difficulties. But I've been playing other music, not necessarily my music during this episode, but next week I'll be playing more of my music. But I would like to play some songs. My last song is One Wish. And this is by Whitney Houston. One Wish for Christmas. You know, and guys, honestly, the whole thing is it's all about God. It always has to be about God. Keep it Jesus. Let Jesus be the reason for the season today. You listen, this is G Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love radio show. I'll be on next Thursday, this coming Thursday, from 6 to 7. God bless y'all. It's One Wish by Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Heart of Love radio show with your host, G. Wright. Have a good night and keep God first. God bless.